It's not often that you see cyclists in the car-centric city of El Paso. That's not to say that El Pasoans haven't tried to nurture different cycling groups, groups like the Cycling Club of El Paso and the Minor Cycling Club. But the city plans to shift gears in a big way. It recently passed an ordinance allowing the addition of bike lanes. The city council voted 7-1 to ticket all drivers who crowd out walkers, runners, cyclists, and people using wheelchairs. The current area of El Paso has a lot of bike commuters. Ramon Villa is a graduate student at the University of Texas at El Paso. He likes riding his bike daily to go to work and do errands, but he says the streets aren't as safe as he'd like them to be.
I know a guy. He got hit a while back, and that was pretty depressing because he was pretty torn up in the face, and he doesn't wear a helmet, you know. And so neither do I. But I've almost gotten hit, but I've been able to, I don't go as fast. But this one guy, he wasn't even going that fast. He still got hit, and you know, his face was just, oh man, it's bad. And so he healed up, and now he has all these scars, and it's not a good thing.
Ramon says things wouldn't be so bad if only drivers would pay attention.
Usually my close encounters with young people, or with people on the phone, they're texting, so they're looking down, and they're kind of driving, and so you have to wait till they look at you kind of thing. And with older people, it's just been more of a, it's always been an encounter of like, they have to go first. There's no yield. So, you know, they apparently have the right of way all the time.
But not everyone thinks El Paso is a danger zone for cyclists. Robert Barrio is the owner of Crazy Cat Cyclery. He thinks El Paso has the potential to support cyclists.
There's no other place where you can get on your bike and basically ride on the mountains without having to drive there. I just don't think that we have the reputation yet as a cycling community or the infrastructure in place that would encourage the cycling community to grow.
And when it comes to biking safety, Barrio says both motorists and cyclists need to stay alert.
A guy that was killed on a bike. I've been hit a couple times, you know, but I've been riding for like 30 years, so I've been pretty lucky, and I'm a pretty safe driver. You know, the most common thing is for you to be riding around, you're obeying traffic laws, you're driving with traffic, a car comes up behind you with more speed, gets past you, and then turns in front of you, maybe misjudging how fast you're going, and then you don't have time to really stop. I think that's a really common thing. The other thing maybe is there's, I think, an awareness issue where both cyclists need to be aware of the environment that they're riding in and motorists need to be aware of cyclists out on the roads as well.
Despite the dangers of riding a bike, Barrio is hopeful the climate will change for El Paso cyclists. He says he's seen a big change in attitude on all levels.
I think I've been in business now close to 16 years, and I look at where we were 16 years ago and where we are now, and I see a thriving cycling community. I think there's a lot of credit that goes to our city council in being progressive. I think that we should have started thinking, planning ahead, you know, years ago. I think the cycling community is starting to have a bigger voice, and I see a real quality of life issue, I hope that we start planning for the future, but I definitely see potential for growth.
From UTEP, I am Beatriz Castañeda.